Diego, Van Morrison, Domino, local news, timeless hits at WRG, and it's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, all feared dead after an American Eagle passenger jet and a military helicopter crashed near Washington, D.C. last night, and both aircraft plunged into the Potomac.
We are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors.
Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly making the announcement moments ago. There were 64 people on the plane and three soldiers on a training mission on the Black Hawk chopper. 28 bodies have been pulled from the river so far. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom.
It collided with a military aircraft on an otherwise normal approach. And at this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft.
Officials say they've located the plane's fuselage inverted in three pieces, along with the remains of the chopper. They recovered one of the jet's black boxes earlier. Data show the plane was less than 300 feet off the ground when the two aircraft collided. Transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt.
I've landed on that runway many times. You're in the turn. You're looking to line up with that runway. You're not looking out here for other traffic at that point. The real question is, where was the focus of that helicopter crew?
Hamad Raza's wife was on the plane. He tells WUSA TV.
I'm just praying that somebody's pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. That's all I can pray for. I'm just praying to God.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
She texted me that they're landing in 20 minutes.
Several members of the U.S. figure skating team also on board. President Trump is getting regular updates on the crash. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
He took to Truth Social, calling the collision, quote, a bad situation that looks like it should have been prevented. Sean Duffy, the new transportation secretary, who was just sworn in on Tuesday, said he was directing resources to support the NTSB in its investigation.
In northern Gaza this morning, crowds of Hamas militants jeered as seven hostages, including three Israelis, were handed over to the Red Cross. Prime Minister Netanyahu called it a shocking scene and proof of unimaginable cruelty. Among the newly freed are Bel Yehud. The BBC's Yoland Nell is in Jerusalem.
They're both individuals, you know, who've become for Israelis household names. The partner of Bel Yehud was taken along with her. We don't have at this stage news coming of his release. Dadi Moses, his partner, was killed on the 7th of October.
110 Palestinians had been scheduled to be released from Israeli prisons. NASDAQ futures up 106. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. The Racine Harbor Market has been renamed. It's now the Racine Haymarket, reflecting the area's historical significance. The Downtown Racine Corporation is seeking vendors for the seven Thursday night events when the Haymarket returns this summer. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. In a press conference, the CEO of a Waukegan hospital where a woman died of the cold is calling for the Lake County coroner to be removed from the case. Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel challenged coroner Jennifer Bannock's statement about Chelsea Adolphus's death. She died last week after getting locked out on the roof. Bannock is a former Vista employee. And we have always wanted to live in a neighborhood with someone like the Zosky family in Kenosha County. The sheriff's office there honored the Zoskys with their sheriff's award for their life-saving actions last year. The family alerted authorities after not seeing their neighbor's vehicle move for several days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to get help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning. Breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
My grandfather had a special rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, "Now you two share." He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will is an IOU. He told me, "Sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs." One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, "What do you think that means?" And he said, "It means you were sleeping."
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
From Pasadena. You know that WRJM plays the timeless hits, and now as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJM Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for a great Valentine's Day. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. All that important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And a great concert to boot with Hermits Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. How do you enter to win? Easy. Just stop by any one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winners at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. Now, you can register at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. They're at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory, Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless Hits. With timeless gifts from your Valentine, WRJN. Nobody loves you like we do. CCR, here's Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's sunny, 28 degrees now here at Radio Park with CCR. Looking out my back door.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing, do, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Your mind. must go now, though my heart wants me to stay. That girl is your tomorrow, I belong to yesterday. So kiss me goodbye, and I'll try not to cry. All the tears in the world won't change your mind. There's someone new, and she's waiting for you. Soon your heart will be leaving me behind. Linger a while, then I'll go with a smile, like a friend who just happened to call. For the last time, pretend
Clark, kiss me goodbye. 8:17, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. If you asked your seventh grader what their dream job would be, they probably wouldn't say electrophysiologist. They probably couldn't even spell it. They'd probably say YouTuber or rapper or something like that. New research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide. They did it by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a blank. Anyway, number one on the list was pilot. Writer was second, dancer third, YouTuber was fourth. I guess nobody wants to be a disc jockey anymore. When I was a kid, I wanted one of three jobs. I wanted to be a good humor man, a stock car driver, or a DJ. That was it. First was the ice cream man. I never panned out. My mother would have been terrified if I was a stock car driver. She wouldn't have lived through that experience. So I became a disc jockey. But every once in a while, I think back to the good humor man who used to come to my house with the good humor truck, ringing the bells. He had a white outfit, totally white with the white cap. He had that little change thing hanging on his belt. And he used to reach into the little thing with the dry ice and pull out your pop for, you know, 15 cents. I would have loved that job. I'm still looking. I'm waiting for the good humor man to come back. And I don't know. Maybe I'll get that job someday. You never know. Here's Pete Schwabe.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's a new name in the running to play James Bond. Rumors have floated over the last several months that the new 007 would be Nosferatu's Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Gladiator 2 star Paul Mescal, or Little Women's James Norton. The latest name that's been added to the list is Outlander star Sam Heughan. The Scottish actor is a huge fan of James Bond and says it would be a thrill to play the role, even though he probably won't be able to wear a kilt. There's a disturbing trend in Hollywood over the last few years, and that is making sequels for films that came out decades ago with the same actors. The latest franchise to add a chapter is Rami and Michelle's High School Reunion. The original film from 1997 starred Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino. Both will return for the sequel and serve as executive producers. The first film was well received with fairly good reviews from critics and audiences. Rami and Michelle fanatics, if there are any, will have to wait a bit though, as production doesn't start until June. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Flowers fade. Chocolates melt. But jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherishes the word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine.
Little lady, and the lady is mine.
but she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady.
She's a lady. Do you ever wonder about your degree of separation to famous people? Remember that game, 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon? Remember how that used to play out? Okay, so I am 1 degree away from Tom Jones. Here's how it happened. My Aunt Claire, in her 70s, became a groupie to Tom Jones because she lived out in Las Vegas. He was playing in Vegas. So she became friends with him. Yeah, they hobnobbed when, you know, he was in Vegas. So she became a good friend of his. Before that, my Aunt Claire was a groupie for Frank Sinatra back in the 40s and 50s when she was a teenager. And one day, my grandmother is thumbing through the paper. This is when my grandmother lived in the Bronx. And I guess Frank Sinatra was coming in at LaGuardia Airport that day. And my grandmother's thumbing through the paper, and there in the center of the paper is a giant picture of Frank Sinatra arriving at LaGuardia Airport. And in the picture is my Aunt Claire, when she was like 14, 15 years old. Not even, I don't think. And there she is in the picture. Well, she was supposed to be in school that day. So when she got home that afternoon, my grandmother gave her the quiz. How was school today? And I was fine. Really? How was Frank Sinatra at LaGuardia Airport? My grandmother sent it to a psychiatrist to find out why she's so obsessed with Frank Sinatra. But, I mean, if you're going to sneak home, you know, stay out of school and play hooky, you don't go where a photographer's going to put your picture in the center of the New York Daily News. Anyway, so she was a groupie with Tom Jones as well. That's how she became friends with him. So that's 1 degree I have away from Tom Jones. That's pretty good. It's 8:28 here at Local News. Timeless Hits WRJN, direct from Woodstock. That's where they played. That's their big claim to fame. Here's Going Up with the Country. Here's Canned Heat.
Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before.
the country can't heat. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. It's exactly 8:30. Let's check news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Walworth County man is dead after a Racine County crash yesterday afternoon. It happened near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in the town of Norway. At this point, it's believed the victim was unfamiliar with the area and pulled out in front of an eastbound utility truck. Despite the efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The 28-year-old truck driver is from Racine. He's said to be fully cooperating with investigators. There's a name change for a downtown Racine event. What was known as the Racine Harbor Market will now be known as the Racine Haymarket. It's a nod to what the Monument Square area used to be long ago. The original harbor name came from Kenosha, where their harbor market was set up next to the harbor. When the Haymarket returns this summer, they'll need some vendors. The Downtown Racine Corporation is looking for people to showcase their wares on the 7 Thursday night events. There's more about how to get involved on the DRC website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
My parents had me afraid of falling into an old well. That was our big fear. They're like, you fall into an old well, people won't find you for 3 or 4 days. I'm like, 3 or 4 days? How about if I don't come home tonight? You go looking for me. Like, I'm not a world traveler out here. You got a pretty good idea where I'm gonna be. Maybe walk around out there listening for somebody going, help! Help, that'll be me trapped in an old well. Gotta be an old well, though. New well, people just come by, crank you right out of there, I guess. Old well, people just come by, throw change in there. You make a little money down in an old well. Tough to spend it, but you can make it down there. People come try to rescue you, and they're like, you're too heavy, drop all that change. I'm like, nah, you come back with stronger people. I made this money down here. I'm down here doing well. You know what I mean?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Thought I was in love before. And then you moved in next door. Pretty blue eyes. All the guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skipped a beat. Gonna sit by your doorstep.
Local news and timeless hits. Steve Lawrence, Pretty Blue Eyes here at WRJN. Good morning. It's 8:35. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53. Right now, sunny and 29 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, this is odd but true. Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way. Remember that song? Peaked at number 12 on the Billboard chart. Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird only peaked at number 19 on the Billboard chart. But when the pop group Will to Power mashed them up and made a song called Baby, I Love Your Way, Freebird medley in 1988, it shot to number one on the charts. How do you explain something like that happening, huh? It's 8:36 at WRJN. Got the Super Supremes to keep me hanging on.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. For there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Let It Be. Remember the movie Let It Be from 1970? You actually see the breakup of the Beatles on screen there with Yoko Ono whispering in John's ear, really getting Paul McCartney and Ringo's and George Harrison's goat because they're trying to record and Yoko's telling John through his ear what to make changes in the song. And that was the beginning of the end. If you ever get a chance, watch that movie Let It Be. You'll see it all happen right in front of your eyes. Hey, if you hand someone a candy heart with Marry Me on it next month, you might want to sign a prenup. Sweethearts just launched a jokey campaign claiming their candy hearts with the message, legally binding this year. Don't worry, they're really not. But I scared you there for a minute. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to get real romantic this Valentine's Day. I want you to set a candlelight. Get ready for a nice, beautiful dinner with your sweetheart. And put this song on the radio.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Wooly Bully, at Local News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Here's a nightmare for you. A skier in Lake Tahoe got stuck in midair on a gondola for 15 hours in freezing cold temperatures. Employees didn't realize she was up there until they restarted the lift the next morning and had dumped her at the bottom. She says she screamed for help so long she lost her voice. Luckily, she's okay. Firefighters checked her out. And she decided not to go to the hospital. No word if she plans to sue them or if anyone's been fired over this. The resort says they're investigating what happened. I'll tell you what happened. You left her on a ski lift for 15 hours. That's what happened.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Oh,
cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Bobby Rydell, it's 8:51. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Here's a feel-good story for you. 103-year-old woman in England named Mabel White doesn't have any family because she outlived every one of them. But she still had a very happy birthday last week because she got 1,700 birthday cards in the mail from people all over the world. Happy birthday, Mabel. Hope it was a good day for you. Ooh, Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. Did you ever see the movie Jersey Boys, or the Broadway show, which is better? Jersey Boys, it's a story of the Four Seasons. Do you know who one of their childhood friends was who always hung around them? Joe Pesci, the actor, before he was an actor. Very interesting story. Jersey Boys. Here's Ragdoll now.
broke through.
See the
sun. I turned around, she was gone.
This morning, 10:45-ish. I'll be listening to Dan Marcus. He'll have us interview with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. Pay attention to what's going on. Get a pencil and paper out because at a little after, well, it could be any time, after 2 o'clock today, Kurt Volman will ask you, what did Dan Marcus talk to Peter Noon about? If you know, you be the first caller, and today only the second caller, too. First and second caller. And you'll win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on February 28th. Two winners today. So be listening at 10:45. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Here come the Trogs. Here's Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you. Sure. So come on and hold me tight.